We want to thank you because through the choir, you have reminded us once again.
是的，我们要把重担交托给你。
Yes, indeed, we should lay our burden to you.
当我们把重担凭着信心交给你的时候，
As we give our burden to face to you,
我们也凭着信心把我们往前走的路交在主你手中。
Through faith, we also rely our future on you.
主啊，我们奉主的名在你面前宣告。
So in the name of our Lord, we make this proclamation.
主啊，我们愿意到新堂，在下个主日，在那个地方敬拜你，把荣耀归给你。
We want to meet, we want to worship you in the new building, and we want to glorify you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
这是一个很严肃的一件事情。
It is indeed a serious matter.
因为如果搬的话，我们要把这些椅子要搬过去。
If we move this week, we have to move those chairs, those pew.
如果我们把椅子搬过去，我们还拿不到这个执照，那下个礼拜我们要在这边不然就席地而坐，要不然我们就站在这边崇拜。
If we have moved the pew, but we will not get the occupancy license over there, the only way we can worship is stand up here.
像萧清志弟兄刚才祷告，我们实在很兴奋，因为我们期待了很久，我们要搬到新堂。
Like Brother Shaw had led us in the prayer, we are indeed excited because we have been hoping for this day for so long.
但是想到要离开我们在这里聚会了那么久的这个圣殿，我们多少有一点舍不得的感觉。
Yet after we have worshipped here for so long, we more or less feel attached to it.
弟兄姊妹，你们是一个礼拜来一次。
Brothers and sisters, you come here only once a week.
我们传道同工一个礼拜好几天在这里进进出出。
The staff members of this church come here many days of a week.
当我在搬我房间的东西的时候，
As I start to pack the things in my office,
比我搬家的感觉沉重得多。
I have a deeper feelings than when I move my house.
实在在这个地方有许多我们舍不得令我们留恋的地方。
Yes, there are much of things that we feel attached to and make our hearts linger around.
所以当我准备今天讲道的时候，我心里面的负担也相等的重。
So as I prepare for the sermon this morning, my heart feels equally as burdened.
到底我要在这里讲一个什么样的信息，我们彼此勉励。
What would be the appropriate topic so we can encourage each other this morning?
在我祷告的时候，
As I pray,
主很清楚地把保罗在以弗所书第六章的话摆在我的眼前。
The Lord has clearly presented what Paul had written in chapter 6 of Ephesians to my heart.
好吧，我们翻回到以弗所书第六章，特别是第十节一开始的那几个字。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, especially verse 10.
保罗在这里说，我还有末了的话。
Paul says, finally, I have more words for you.
当保罗用了六章的篇幅把理论和实际告诉以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹之后，
Using six chapters after Paul has presented both the theory and application to the Ephesians,
他一开始他说 finally, 而最后我还有一些语重心长的话要告诉你们。
Then in conclusion, he said finally, there are more words I want to tell you.
不管是那前三章的理论也好，是那后三章的实际也好，
Whether it's the three chapters of theory or the last chapter, three chapters of application,
他在最后他提到他心里面那个极重的负担，
Then finally he brings out the biggest burden on his heart.
那么他在这里用 finally 这个字，
And he used the word in English finally.
那么另外有一个翻译的圣经，我发现他用另外一个字叫 henceforward，就是从今以后。
Another translation used the word henceforward, which means from now on.
我觉得这两个字彼此是矛盾。
These two words may be contradictory.
一个 finally 是来到一个时间的最末了的时候，说最后。
Finally means something you come to a conclusion.
那么 henceforward 呢，是提到我们另外一个时间的一个开始，从今以后。
Henceforward indicated what is going to happen next.
其实在我们每一个人的人生经验里面，我们并不会觉得这两个字的矛盾性。
Yes, in our life though, we never really come to feel these two words to be contradictory.
因为每一段时间的结束就是另外一段时间的开始。
The ending of one event marks the beginning of the following sequence.
最近这几个月因为时间的压力, 所以让我花很多的时间去想时间这件事情。
Due to the time pressure that had enabled me to think much about the time.
我觉得时间是一个很奇妙的东西。
Time is a strange thing.
我最近常常在想, 等到有一天我们到了永恒的里面, 已经超时间, 那是一个怎么样的情形, 我永远想不通。
I can never comprehend what the eternity would mean because by then you will be above time.
我们有过去, 现在, 将来,
we have the past, the present, and future.
所谓在永恒是永远的现在, 我们没有一个人能够了解什么叫做 eternal present or the eternal now.
In everlasting means it's ever present. And how do we comprehend such a concept?
虽然我不了解那个永恒的现在是什么,
although I may not understand what the everlasting present means,
但是我越思想时间的时候,
the more I pondering on time,
我里面越有一种说不出来的一种感受,
the deeper the feeling that I receive,
特别看见时间的发展, 时间的变化,
especially in viewing on the development and the changing of time,
特别是有黑夜, 有白昼,
especially viewing there's darkness, there's light,
特别是四季不同的变化,
there's a change of seasons.
我们深深地感觉到上帝把我们放在时间里面有他奇妙的匠心。
I'm firmly convinced that there's a special meaning because God had put us in such a situation.
当我们在黑夜里面的时候, 如果我们人生的体验正在黑夜的经历当中的时候,
if you are experiencing darkness in your life,
我们知道我们有把握白昼有一天要临到。
We are assured about the daylight would come.
这是时间给我们的好处。
This is what the time has taught us.
所以我们这些有信仰的人，我们在黑暗的过程当中，我们不会气馁，不会伤心，不会放弃我们的盼望。
With faith, even in darkness, we will never give up.
从另外一个角度来看，上帝以白昼来报赏我们的黑夜。
Yet from another point of view, the Lord has rewarded us using the light to reward our sufferings.
当我们提到建堂的时候,
as we're talking about a church construction project,
弟兄姊妹在我心里面有一个很重很重的一个感觉,
brothers and sisters, deep in my heart, I have such a heavy burden.
一方面我们现在建圣殿的这一建新堂的这些人, 我们要向着全教会过去这22年负责任。
Because we have to be, all of us have to be responsible for the 22 years of history of this church.
22年的时间不是一个短的时间。
22 years is not a short period of time.
这些弟兄姊妹怎么斗胆要改变这个教会现有的历史?
How dare are those brothers and sisters, they're willing and they're capable of to change the history and the turning point of this church.
所以当我们承担这个工作的一些同工, 我们实在带着一个很严肃的心来看我们过去的那个历史给我们带来的责任感。
So all of us, the co-workers, look solemnly about a sense of responsibility which has brought about to us through the 22 years of history.
同时我们不只是对过去我们要负责任，我们也要对将来要负责任。
Not only we need to be responsible for our past, but also for our future.
我常常好像一个做梦的人一样。
Often I'm like a dreamer.
我想到明年这个时候我会怎么样来看今年的现在。
I always try to imagine what I would think about a year from now and thinking about today.
我常常在想十年我也许我跟师母在外面做宣教士有一天回到这个波士顿到了Lexington的教会见到那个教会的时候想到十年前我们在这段时间建堂过程的故事。
Perhaps 10 years from now when my wife and myself have become missionaries, we would come back to the Boston and meditate about what happened 10 years ago during the church construction project.
所以不管是finally也好, 是henceforward也好, 我们今天在时间先后的地点, 这个立场, 我们要向上帝负责任。
In either way of phrasing this verse, right now, as we stand here, we should all be responsible to the Lord.
前几天凯恩我的大儿子问我, 你讲到会不会讲 Magic Johnson?
My son asked me a question a few days ago, during your preaching, are you going to mention about Magic Johnson?
因为他知道我在二十几年,他听我讲道,很喜欢把这个礼拜或者刚刚发生的事情能够拿到讲道里面来用。
He knows that I like to quote the current events in my preaching.
不可否认 Boston Globe 已经有两三天的时间这个 Magic Johnson 的消息一直是头条的新闻
The Magic Johnson had made the headline for several days in a row with Boston Globe
我只是听他有一次的讲话给我很深很深的一个感慨
He had made a tremendous impression on me once with what he said
四个很简单的英文字 Another chapter, another challenge就是一个新的人生的一页带来新的人生的挑战当我听到这句话的时候我心里面把那句话就引用到我们教会的现在的情形
Magic Johnson said another chapter another challenge I think what he said is very appropriate for us to apply to our church
弟兄姊妹我们不能否认下个礼拜波士顿郊区华人圣经教会要开始一个新的chapter.
Undeniably, our church is going to begin a new chapter a week from today.
那么保罗在这里勉励以弗所教会的话，我们把它拿来作为对我们的提醒。
So we use what Paul wrote to the Ephesians to be our encouragement.
第十节、第十一节在中文圣经有两个要字，给我们看到保罗给我们的两个提醒。
And here in the Chinese version especially, in verse 10 and 11, and the Chinese direct translation would mean you wanted to do so.
我还有末了的话，第一，你们要靠着主怎么样怎么样。第二，十一节，要穿戴神所赐全副的军装。
And says here, and you should be strong in the Lord, and also said you should put on the armor from the Lord.
虽然他这里提到两个要而这两个他所提醒我们的话却有一个相同的目的
although there are two different things and he said you should do but they have the same meaning
做刚强的人穿戴全副的军装有同样的目的
to be a strong person and to put on the armor of the Lord they have the same spiritual meaning
因为保罗提醒我们基督徒的信仰本身就是一场的征战
because Paul has reminded usThe life of a Christian is embarking on a spiritual warfare.
或者说，基督徒的生活就是一个属灵征战的战场。
Your life, the Christian's life, is the battleground of a spiritual warfare.
我在准备这篇信息的时候，看到一本书，有那么样一句话。
As I prepared the sermon, I came across to a book.
他这句话说 ，Sooner or later, every believer discovers that the Christian life is a battleground, not a playground 他说迟早一个基督徒会发现我们基督徒的信仰是一个战场而不是一个游乐场我觉得这句话对我们有一个相当深刻的提醒
What was just read and quoted from that book is a strong reminder to all of us
从十二节开始我们就看见保罗告诉我们为什么要做刚强的人为什么要穿戴全副的军装
So from verse 12 and on and Paul taught usWhy we should be mighty in the Lord and why we should be put on the armor of God.
两件事情，我觉得保罗在这里提醒以弗所教会，我们今天也要接受他的提醒。
And even though Paul reminded the church of Ephesians, and we should receive the same reminder.
在战场的里面有一件很重要的事情，保罗在这里提醒我们，要认清谁是我们真正的敌人。
In the battlefield, the most important things is recognize.Who are your friends and who are your foes?
十二节告诉我们说，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与下面他提出来的这些东西征战。
Here it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and so on and so forth.
什么叫属血气？刚才翻译已经很清楚 ，flesh and blood， 其实就是 human being。他的意思告诉我们说，你们要注意，你们要小心，我们的仇敌不是人。
The being that is flesh and blood are the human being, and here clearly stated, our enemies are not the human being.
中国人有这个认贼为父的故事。
The Chinese has the story about regarding the thief as your father.
就是认我们的仇敌做我们的亲人。我们有很多这一类的章回小说、武侠小说等等的故事。
There are many stories about how you have mistaken your enemy or a thief.As your father.
但是今天我发现在教会里面却有一个相反的现象我们常常认父为贼
What happened in the church it happened often is we have regarded our father as a thief.
我们把枪头对内，而不是把枪头对我们应该对的仇敌。
We have turned the gun points around to ourselves instead of facing our enemies.
我觉得这是魔鬼最高明的在教会历史里面所做的杰作之一。
This is the biggest deceiving that the devil was able to pull off inside a church.
中东战争结束以后，
after the Persian Gulf War,
我的老二从中东回来。
My younger son came back from the Middle East.
他不知不觉就有人就给他取了个外号叫英雄，叫 Hero.
And people nicknamed him as a hero.
如果记得不错，明天是 Veteran Day 上。明天是退伍军人节，我想明天应该好好请他吃一顿饭。那么我们回来以后谈了很多关于中东他战场的经验。
So we discussed often about his experience at the Middle East.
他讲了一件事情跟我今天的题目有关系。
He mentioned one thing which is related was we was I'm going to talk about.
他说爸爸打仗的时候啊。
Is it that during the battle?
他说我们不只是要防敌人的这个枪弹。
Not only we should be defending against the armors of our enemies.
他说有一种东西叫做 friendly fire. 他说你知道是什么东西吗？
And do you understand what the friendly fire mean?
我一直到今天早上，神要找一个好的翻译，找不出来什么叫做 friendly fire.
I've been searching for a Chinese counterpart for quote unquote friendly fire.
你说自相残杀有一点太严重了。
The self-mutilating is a different meaning.
我们知道整个战争是在一个动态的光景里面。
The whole battlefield happens in a very dynamic situation.
后方的炮弹，不管是从军舰，不管是在大炮打来的这些火药这些炮弹。
The firings from behind your line, that is from your friendly side,
在很不小心的情形之下，很可能自己的炮弹打了自己的军人。
It happens very often that your own fire had killed your own friend.
老实说，这种不小心的错误是可以原谅的。
Those accidental mistakes are forgivable.
而且是不容易避免的。
It's sometimes even unavoidable.
因为呢，战场的变化太大了。
Because what happened in the battlefield is so dynamic.
所以呢，很自然的，有的时候自己的炮弹会打到自己的人。
So it just happens. It's part of a probability.
但是我们发现今天在教会里面。
Yet here in the church,
根本我们不是 friendly fire.
It's not that it's coming from a friendly fire.
我们是一些 unfriendly fire.
It is from an unfriendly fire.
我们不是出于无知。
It is not because of your ignorance.
不是出于忽略。
Your negligence.
我们是明知故打。
Yet it's doing it on purpose.
我们的枪头是向内。
The gun is indeed turning to our friend.
两千年的教会历史。
For 2,000 years of a church.
我们有许多这种羞愧的一些记录。
There are many of such shameful records.
在我们侍奉的经历里面。
During the experience of our service.
我们在外面受到挫折。
When we have been discouraged from outside,
我们还可以忍耐。
And we think we can tough it out.
但是很多时候我们没有办法忍受的。
But in much of the time, we find that it's difficult to bear.
耶稣说，与我同桌吃饭的人用脚踢我。
Because some who is on the same table taking the meal with me had kicked me.
弟兄姊妹，神的话是非常非常的宝贝。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord's words are always precious.
非常的生动。
It's all mostly lively.
当我看到这句话的时候，
as I came to these words,
我不是找什么人在跟我同桌，什么人在跟我同桌吃饭而用脚踢我。
I wasn't looking for someone who was sitting on the same table that yet kicking me.
我在问我自己。
I was asking myself.
我在跟人同桌吃饭的时候有没有踢别人？
Have I kicked someone else when I was sitting on the same table?
我常常说，讲道其实是个很难的事情。
I often say it's difficult to preach.
很多人把讲台当炮台。
Many has taken the pulpit as a point of artillery site.
所以很自然，现在教会里面就有很多的 friendly fire, 对不对？
And much of the quote unquote friendly fire occur in the church.
从哪里来？
Where did it come from?
从牧师来。
From the pastor.
弟兄姊妹，你们要为牧师祷告。
Please pray for the pastor.
让他们在预备信学的时候想的角度应该是从该想的角度来想。
Let the pastors, when they preach their sermon, they would prepare it from a positive aspect.
保罗提醒我们,
Paul reminded us,
我们的仇敌不是我们的同工。
Our enemies are not our co-workers.
有人说同工的工就是攻打的工, 所以同工就是同工, 所以攻来攻去, 这不要翻译。
Co-worker means you co-work to attack.
我们的仇敌不是同工也不是弟兄姐妹。
So our enemies are not our co-workers nor our brothers and sisters here.
我顺便提一下, 我们的仇敌更不是我们没有信主的朋友们。
Nor is our enemies to be those non-believers out there.
我常常说我们在教会里面不要随随便便给人戴帽子。
And we should not put on different hats to different people arbitrarily.
我常常提醒我自己。
I often remind myself,
不要动不动就说, 诶, 这个人跟我反对, 他是撒旦。
Don't call somebody Satan lightly because he holds a different view from me.
弟兄姊妹, 也许我们不一定这样说, 但是我们常常这样想。
Maybe you haven't said so, but maybe you have thought so.
你看, 魔鬼又来了。
And you might say, look, the Satan's here again.
招兵招兵, 你看。 魔鬼今天在我们中间, 他是指某某人说的。
Maybe when you pointed out to Pastor Lee, the devil is among us today because he's pointing at someone.
弟兄姊妹, 保罗提醒我们, 不是属血气的, 是我们的仇敌。
So here, Paul told us, it's not those with blood and the flesh are our enemies.
我准备到这里, 不能不想到一个很熟悉的故事。
So here comes to a very familiar story.
一个大人看见一个五岁的孩子。
An adult was seeing a five-year-old child.
背上背了一个两岁的一个小男孩。
And that child was carrying a two-year-old child on his back.
这个先生呢，这个大人呢，就觉得非常的同情，就对这个小孩子讲说：“小朋友，你背后的重担会不会太重啊？”
And this adult was very sympathetic, so he approached the child and said, "Is your burden behind you too heavy for you?"
这个五岁的小孩理直气壮地对这个大人说。
And this five-year-old child spoke up loudly.
先生，你不要搞错, 这不是重担, 这是我的弟弟。
He says, "Sir, do not be mistaken. This is not my burden. This is my brother."
求主借着这样的一个小故事,
May the Lord help us through such a small story.
提醒我们,
to remind us,
在教会的里面,
in the church,
人越来越多的时候,
As the numbers are growing,
好像重担越来越多,
it's seemingly that the burdens are heavier.
但不要忘记, 他们是我的弟兄, 是我的姐妹。
But do not forget, they are my brothers and my sisters.
如果我们不能相爱,
if we cannot love one another,
我们怎么去传爱的信息呢?
How can we then preach the message of love?
如果我们坚持我们 在那种恨的角度来看事情,
if we insist on viewing things from a hatred point of view,
弟兄姊妹, 我们没有资格进到新堂,
then we are not qualified to go to the new church.
保罗末了的话, 但愿成为我们在这个地方最后一次聚会的提醒。
So may Paul's words to be the good reminder for us for our last meeting in this building.
不是重担, 是我的弟弟。
It's not a burden. It's my brother.
保罗告诉我们, 我们的仇敌是谁?
So Paul told us, who is really our enemy?
那些执政的, 掌权的, 管辖着, 幽暗世界的, 以及天公属灵气的恶魔。
Are the rulers, the authorities, the power of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
保罗已经说过, 我们的仇敌不是human being。
So Paul has clearly stated that our enemies are not the fellow human beings.
所以在这里告诉我们的是那一个非human being, 非人类的那些撒旦魔鬼的那一个组织和他的制度。
So here he means about the authorities, the organizations that are above of human being, which are of the evil spirit.
在英国有一个很出名的传道人。
There was a famous preacher in England.
他的名字叫Martin Lloyd-Jones。
His name was Martin Lloyd-Jones.
现在我在教成人主日学教罗马书。
In my class, I'm teaching the Romans.
那么Martin Lloyd-Jones在他伦敦的教会, 他单单讲罗马书,每一个主日讲, 他讲了一年,还没有把罗马书讲完。
And he was preaching using the materials of Romans on every Sunday, and the last for a whole year, he still wasn't able to finish.
他写了两本书, 一本叫做 Christian Warfare, 另外一本书叫做 Christian Soldier.
He wrote two books. One is called Christian Warfare, the other one is called Christian Soldiers.
那么这两本书就是我们今天所读的这段经文,这十节圣经, 他去, 发挥写的两本书。
And he had expanded on these 10 verses we just read.
两本书加起来一共736页。
And he has expanded these 10 verses into over 700 pages.
它里面讲了一句话, 我觉得实在是对我们是个提醒。
And there's one thing he stated in those books, and it became a good reminder to us.
他说今天的教会,
he said, the church today,
尤其是中产阶级的教会,
especially the churches belong to the middle class,
也就是受了20世纪科学文明洗礼的教会,
are those who have been washed by the 20th centuries of science and the culture.
注意他讲的话, 他说这样的教会有一个危险。
He said, there's a risk in the churches like this.
这个危险是什么呢?
And what kind of a risk is it?
就是忽略了撒旦的存在, 轻视了魔鬼的诡计。
Those are kind of churches, they have neglected the existence and the deceitfulness of Satan.
我非常同意他的看法。
I very much agree in what he said.
今天在我们教会当中,
today in our church,
第一, 我们不要随便认 弟兄姊妹为我们的仇敌。
We should not arbitrarily regarding a brother and sisters as our enemies.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要再三地被提醒, 仇敌不是在我们旁边的这些人。
We should be reminded once again that the enemies are not the fellow human being.
但是我们也不要落在另外一个极端里面, 完全忽略否认了撒旦魔鬼的存在。
Yet on the other extreme is we might fall into the trap of totally ignore the existence of Satan.
弟兄姊妹,我们 常常都知道魔鬼一直在试探欺骗人, 告诉人说没有上帝, 上帝不存在。
We know the Satan has always trying to be deceitful and asking us to believe the non-existence of Lord.
其实他还做另外一件事情。
He had also had another tactic.
他也欺骗我们, 告诉我们说撒旦不存在。
He had also tried to fool us by claiming that Satan does not exist.
我们只知道他做个工作是让我们不相信神的存在。
We know his goal, one of his goals is to make us not to believe in the Lord.
这一点在我们今天四个墙壁里面的这些弟兄姊妹,他没有成功。
He cannot be successful among us.
因为我们相信神的存在,而且我们经历了神的大能。
Because we believe in the Lord and we have experienced His almighty power.
但是另外一个工作, 我相信在我们中间相当多的人心里面,它是成功的。
But many of us among here could be counted as successful in terms of Satan's tactic.
因为我们没有注意到撒旦存在的这一个严重的事实。
Because we have ignored how serious it is to disregard the existence of Satan. We often say there's a psychological factor, and you're too sensitive.
甚至说, 哎呀, 因为你睡眠不足,
and maybe you have not your lack of sleep.
或者说咖啡喝太多了,
maybe you drink too much coffee.
我们来自我解嘲,
and we often just try to explain this ourselves.
当耶稣指着彼得说撒旦退我后边去吧,
and when Jesus told Peter, you withdraw, you Satan.
他不是说骂彼得是撒旦。
He did not say, Peter, you are Satan.
撒旦那个时候在彼得的十二个使徒里面考第一名的最属灵的最爱主的这个人的身上，撒旦已经在他身上有工作。
Yet what happened is Satan had entered the heart of Peter, who was the number one, the first of Jesus' disciples.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们没有发现一个事实吗？
Have we discovered one fact?
我们常常里面有一种莫名的恐惧感。
Very often we feel we have some fear.
常常我们里面有一种莫名的怒气,
unexplainable anger.
有一种说不出来的忧虑,
or unexplainable worry.
甚至有的时候我们到了一种自我虐待的情形,
and sometimes we will self cruelty to ourselves.
甚至一个基督徒偶尔有那种自杀的念头。
Sometimes you're even thinking about committing suicide, even among Christians.
弟兄姊妹,这些东西哪里来的?
Where did all this come from?
这些东西怎么会进到我们的脑海里面? 怎么会成为我们的思想的一部分?
How could this kind of thought to be part of our thoughts?
弟兄姊妹,我不需要在这里危言耸听。
I'm not just trying to scare you off.
但是让我们不否认一件事情。
But we cannot deny one thing.
撒旦是无孔不入的。
And Satan is everywhere.
我们要警醒。
We have to.
我们要同心。
We have to be united.
我们要在一起祷告。
We have to pray together.
认清敌我的分别。
We have to recognize who the enemies are.
第二
，Secondly，
要穿戴军装。
To be fully armored.
神所赐的军装。
The armor of God.
神所赐的全副的军装。
The full armor of God.
全副军装是什么呢
？What are the full armors of God?
真理带来束腰。
It's using the truth of a belt to wrap around your waist.
第二，用公义镜来护心。
The second is to use the mirror of the righteousness to protect your heart.
第三，用福音鞋来强脚。来 强健你的脚
Then use the shoe of gospel to make your feet ready.
用信心牌来卫身，来保卫自己的身体。
Using the shield of faith to protect yourself, your body.
用救恩盔来保头。
Using the helmet of salvation to protect your head.
用圣灵剑来攻敌。
To use the sword of the spirit to attack.
很明显的六样东西。
Very clearly, there's six things mentioned here.
五样是防御性。
Five are defensive weapons.
只有一样是攻击性。
Only one is offensive.
有人说神为什么造人两个耳朵一个嘴巴呢？
Why would a God create a people with two ears and one mouth?
我说很简单。
I said it's simple.
就是要你要要听要比讲多一倍。
You should listen more. Then you speak.
所以上帝造两个耳朵，造一个嘴巴。
So the Lord had created two ears and one mouth.
但是发现常常我是好像两个嘴巴一个耳朵一样。
But often we behave like two mouths and one ear.
这是个怪人，对不对？如果今天看见一个两个嘴巴一个耳朵，不知道怎么摆的，嘴巴要放旁边，耳朵放中间。
How would you arrange your two mouths and one ear?
为什么五个防御一个攻击
？Why is it five defensive ears? And one offensive weapon.
我想啊，这是我猜啊，上帝提醒我们少有攻击性。
Five defensive gears and one offensive weapon.
我想啊，这是我猜啊，上帝提醒我们少有攻击性。
Maybe the Lord is reminding us to be less offensive.
不是说我们不要有进步。
It is not that we should not progress.
很多时候我很怕这个字 aggressive.
Very often I'm scared of the word being aggressive.
不是不好。
It is not inappropriate.
但是求主帮助我们要平衡。
But yet the Lord has taught us to be balanced.
第一，为什么要束腰呢？
And why should we have this waist belt?
很多弟兄姊妹知道，我除了礼拜天，每天要去晨泳半个钟头。
And many of you know that I go for morning swimming.
所以每天早上从礼拜一到礼拜六，希望能够有半个小时的游泳。
For Monday through Saturday, every morning I try to make it a half an hour every morning.
每一次我去游泳的时候
，Every time when I went, for swimming,
我也看见有几个身体很魁梧的人也到这个地方去。
And I often come to see a few bodybuilders.
他们是到那边去 build body 的哈，他们不是游泳，他们到健身房去健身的。
They came to the same location, but they went to the bodybuilding room.
但是每一次我注意到一件事情
，But I noticed one thing.
他们一定会带一个大概有四五寸宽的一个皮带。
They usually wear a leather belt, which is about 4 or 5 inches in width.
以前不太懂哈，以前不太懂这件事情。
I didn't really understand what for.
突然看到这节圣经要用真理做带子束腰，我把这两件事连在一起来想。
So I make the connection using this verse. I use the truth of the belt to wrap around your waist.
有一个身体很棒的一个人，每一次我在这个 locker room 里面见到他。
Once a physically very strong person, I saw him in a locker room.
他在 Raytheon 工作。
He works at Raytheon.
他知道我在他这个 Raytheon 工作的对面工作。
He understands I work right across the Route 2 from Raytheon headquarters.
因为新堂就在 Raytheon 对面，所以他就告诉我你们礼拜堂什么时候盖好啊
？And he asked me when is your church going to be ready.
他会讲一点中文。
He can speak a little bit of Chinese.
所以有的时候他会跟我讲你早啊、你好啊等等这些话。
Words like greetings.
我就问他，我说你为什么带一个四五寸的带子
？And I asked him why do you wear such a thick belt?
他说这样才有力。
He said, "This gives me strength."
当我把腰束紧的时候，我的力量就来了。
when my belt is tightened, I feel I have more strength.
两种情形要束腰。
For two situations, you need to wear this belt.
肚子饿的时候束紧腰带。
One is when you are hungry.
第二就是你需要力量的时候，你需要这个腰带。
Second, it also gives you a focused strength.
用什么来束腰呢？
What do we use it to wrap around our waist?
用真理来束腰。
Use the truth.
哦，我懂了，真理就是神的话。
So I understand the truth is the word of God.
不对。
It goes beyond that.
因为圣经你看英文，你若不看原文的话，那个 truth 前面没有定冠词的，没有那个
article. The word between truth, there's no the.
什么意思呢？
What does that imply?
当你有定冠词的时候， the truth 是讲的那个绝对的真理。
When you say the truth, which means the very one and only.
这个 truth 如果没有这个定冠词的话，它不是指说那个绝对的真理说的。
If there's no the, there's no articles in front of it, then it's not indicating to be the one and only.
所以 New English Bible 把这个字翻成 integrity 而不是 truth 这个字，正直，一个人的个性的正直。
So a different translation would interpret it as the integrity.
弟兄姊妹，神的全副军装，第一个。 保罗提醒我们的是我们个人的那个正直感。So
the first armor is our truth, which is our integrity.
为什么要护心？
Why do we have to protect our heart, the heart piece?
耶稣在马太福音15章提到这个洗手的事情的时候，
In the Matthews, and when Jesus mentioned about washing your hand,
他在15章那里提到一句话，他说从心里面发出来的是会污秽人的。
So what comes Jesus said, what comes from your heart could dirty other people.
因为从心里发出来的有什么东西呢？
What would come from deep of your heart?
耶稣说有恶念，
would be the evil thoughts.
有凶杀，
the killing of,
有奸淫，
the adultery.
有苟合， 有偷盗，
and many evil things.
有妄证， 假的见证，
the false witnesses.
或者谤读或者毁谤的话，
or bad words.
所以弟兄姊妹，当耶稣基督提到这里的时候，
So when Jesus came to these places,
我们就看到保罗提醒我们要有护心镜的原因是什么。
So we see the reason why Paul wanted us to have a breath piece.
因为心里面有许许多多不圣洁的东西。
Because there are much unclean and holy things in your heart.
我们要用公义作为护心镜。
So we should use the righteousness to be our breastplate.
神的正常的健康的关系。
To be righteous is to have a correct relationship with the Lord.
一个基督的精兵，
a Christian soldier.
弟兄姊妹，要过圣洁的生活。
Has to be holy. Has to live a holy life.
神要用一个人，除非他成为圣洁。
Unless a person becomes holy, the Lord will not use him.
神要用一个教会，除非这个教会圣洁。
The Lord wants to use a church unless the church is holy.
有的时候我做这样的祷告。
Often I make such a prayer.
Not often, sometimes. 有的时候我在神面前说，主啊，你是轻慢不得的神。
And you should not, the Lord, you should not be taken up lightly.
我说我要先为我自己祷告。
I wanted to pray for myself first.
我说什么时候我如果有不圣洁，
Whenever when I'm not holy,
你提醒我，
please remind me.
如果你提醒我我还不听，
if you remind me and I refuse to listen,
求你击打我，
please then punish me.
求你管教我，
please discipline me.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意在神的面前有这样的一个追求圣洁，穿上护心镜的 这样的一个操练。
Dear brothers and sisters, are we having such a willing heart to pursue and to be disciplined?
为什么要强脚？ 为什么我们的脚要强？
Why should we want to have a strong feet?
因为脚要走路。
Feet are used for walking.
圣经常常讲到走路跟我们的日常生活有关系。
Bible often used walking to relate with our daily life.
平安的福音和我们的日常生活连在一起。
The gospel of peace is related with our daily life.
我们教会要开布道会，没有错。
Yes, we should have the church need to have evangelistic meeting.
教会要去做一一个人布道，没有错。
Yes, the church should have the evangelical evangelistic meeting. But there is a mistake.
所以你开布道会的时候才布道,
if you only spread the gospel in the evangelistic meeting, then you haven't done enough.
礼拜三出去探访才布道,
only when you go out to the outreach with the individual evangelism on Wednesday night, that's the only time you preach gospel, then you're wrong.
我们脚中所走之地都应该留下平安福音的痕迹。
Wherever our steps have marked down, that should have been left with the sign of the gospel.
为什么要卫生, 保卫自己的身体?
Why should we protect our body?
这个地方讲到藤牌,
and talking about a shield.
我去研究一下找参考资料, 这藤牌到底是小的呢, 是大的, 是三角形的, 是什么样子的?
I went on for some research to look into the details of the shield.
后来发现保罗提的那个时候罗马人的藤牌是4尺长2尺宽的。
And the shield in those days is about 4 feet in tall and 2 feet in width.
是保护全身体的，你可以全个身体给躲在后面。
You're able to hide your entire body behind such a shield.
但是第六章第十节告诉我们说，你们要靠着主。
Yet it says you should all rely on the Lord.
这个use plural 是一个多数的。
It means all of you.
所以在这个地方的这一个装备。
So this equipment.
唯一在神所给的全副军装里面不是单单为个人的。
So among all the defensive gears mentioned here, this one is not just for an individual.
每一块藤牌可以保护一个人，没有错。
Each shield can protect one person indeed.
但是我们都看过这个电影，许多的藤牌如果通通连在一起的时候，可以变成一道墙来保卫整个队的军人。
Yet, indeed, when all the shields are connected, it can form a wall to protect the whole army.
这个藤牌叫什么呢? 叫信心牌。
It's called faith, the shield of faith.
拿着信德当作藤牌, 这个信德呢, 在英文是 faith, 是信心。
It's a shield of faith.
这个月是我们的差传月。
This month is our mission month.
下个礼拜我想我们会 发给弟兄姊妹信心奉献的单子。
Next week we're going to pass out the faith pledge promise offering the form for you to sign your faith pledge offering.
那么为什么要一个礼拜以前发给弟兄姊妹?
Why do we pass them out a week ahead of time?
因为我们的往例，我们希望弟兄姊妹有一个礼拜的时间去好好祷告。
Because we want to give you time, you can pray for this matter.
祷告什么呢?
What would you be praying for?
我们有一个目标，我们希望在不景气、在建堂、在负债的情形之下，我们不忽略拆船的工作。
Even though under such economical situation, under the situation we're building our new church building, we do not wish you to neglect the work of mission.
所以呢，我们就希望祷告，看看怎么样能够让弟兄姊妹的奉献，能够让前线传福音人不受影响。
So we hope that your offering is not going to affect the people, the missionaries who are fighting in the front.
我们常常提到信心奉献。
We very often mention about faith offering.
跟十一奉献不一样。
Which is different from tithing.
十一奉献是我们已经有的钱的1/10来奉献给神。
Tithing means you put up the 1/10 of your money, your income, for the Lord.
顾名思义，信心奉献跟信心有关系。
So the faith promise offering has something to do with your faith.
可能当我写下这个数目的时候, 我还不知道这个钱在哪里。
At a point when I wrote down the amount, I wasn't sure where the money would come from.
昨天我在看这个讲章的时候, 突然想到一节圣经。
As I was reading my sermon, it came to my mind suddenly.
我们很熟的一节圣经。
A very familiar verse.
就是希伯来书11章第1节。
It's in Hebrews chapter 11 verses 1.
那里提到信心是什么?
There it described what a faith is.
他提到两方面讲信心。
He talked about faith in two aspects.
第一是叫做所望之事的实底。
Faith is being sure of what we hope for.
未见之事的确据。
To be certain of what we have not seen.
他信心讲到两件事情。
So he has talked about two things.
所望之事是看得到的事。
Things that we hope for, maybe something we can see.
未见之事是他看不到的。
Things that I have not seen, things I really haven't seen.
后来我发现很有意思。
Then I find this to be kind of wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，我们十一奉献要不要信心？
And brothers and sisters, in our tithing, do we need faith?
当然要信心。
Of course.
所以我觉得我们讲信心奉献可能有一点混乱。
Maybe there's a mix-up in terminology.
因为所有的奉献都要凭信心的。
And all the offerings depends on faith.
你没有信心，你会想到十一奉献，这个钱少十块钱拿一块钱这个简单。你如果收入十万拿一万，这个就有一点那个了。
Tenth of your $10, $1, that might be easier. Tenth of your $100,000 means $10,000, that may be more difficult.
所以需要信心。
So we need faith.
所以十一奉献是什么样的信心呢？
What kind of faith is tithing?
所望之事的那一种的信心。
It's something that we hope for, that kind of faith.
我知道我一个月收入多少。
I know my monthly income.
那是望得到的。
It's something you know of.
我知道我会收入多少，所以我凭着信心奉献十一。
I know my monthly income. I can see that, so I take a tenth of that as an offering for the
财产的奉献。
ButThe mission offering
是未见之事的确据。
It's something I haven't seen.
是没有，我现在不知道在哪里。
I don't know where the money would come from.
但是我知道前线有需要。
But yet I know there is a need.
我知道如果我的钱不出去，就会影响他们的生活，甚至影响他们的侍奉。
If I do not offer, I know I'm going to affect the mission work.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我很简单的在这里提到，我们需要用信心牌，让我们一同的往前做基督的信心。
So here we mentioned about how we're going to use the shield of faith to become the soldier of Christ.
为什么要保头？
Why do we have to protect our head?
因为头是我们思想的地方。
Head is the place where you think.
很多时候我们犯罪顶撞神，是用我们的思想在顶撞神。
Many times we sin against the Lord by our thoughts.
特别是在我们还没有信主的时候，我们是用我们的大头脑来跟神来做这个对敌。
And much of the time before you become a Christian, you offend against the Lord through your thinking.
思想是神给的。
The thoughts came from God.
我们要让它被圣化。
We want our thoughts to become holy too.
很多时候我们的聪明拦阻了神的工作。
Much of the time, our own wisdom has become the hindrance to the Lord's work.
所以保罗在这里提醒，保头。
So here it says, using this the helm of the salvation to protect our head.
因为时间的关系
，because of time，
我愿意把今天跟大家分享的末了的话就停到这里。
And I want to conclude here.
但是不能不讲那个最后的圣灵剑。
But we have to talk about the sword of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，让我们进到新堂以后
，Brothers and sisters, as we move into our new church,
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹能够熟练神给我们这个唯一的有攻击性的这样的一个全副军装的装备。
Let us be fluent, be good at this offensive weapon, which is the spirit, a sword of spirit.
每一个人做基督的精兵
，We all become a Christian soldier.
让我们全教会。成为耶和华的军队。
So we all in this whole church become an army of the Lord.